Alright guys, we got a bunch of stories to tell tonight. We've got six speakers from Geek Bar Chicago we are super stoked to have. But first we're going to kick things off with an old friend of the Nerdologues who always tells some super great stuff. This is Mary Z.
Mary Z, everybody!
Hello everyone.
Hi.
Hi. Good to be here. I haven't been here in a while, and welcome to Geek Bar for being here. There's a lot of new faces in the audience that I haven't seen before, which makes telling the story even more terrifying. So let's give it a go.
That would be awesome.
Thanks. I'm proud to say that this story encompasses a few interpretations of the phrase bottoms up.
Oh, yeah.
that's how I like to do it. So my boyfriend and I don't get drunk together on the weekends very often. Let me rephrase that. I get drunk on the weekends quite often, but my boyfriend rarely does. He's one of those people that instead of taking public transportation to go places, he will always choose to drive. So I'll be getting drunk at a party or a bar or event that we're at, and he'll be the sober one who will be driving us home after. I think this arrangement works out quite nicely. But this one weekend in particular, we drank locally and went to his apartment afterwards. So we were able to get drunk together, and it was great. We just did a little Logan Square bar hopping and then went home. And the thing about this weekend is his roommate was gone for the entire weekend. So that meant that as soon as we walked into the door, it was a no-close zone, you know? And when we got home, we were at that special level of drunkenness where we both wanted to have sex, but everything still worked correctly.
Yeah.
You know? It is. It's so beautiful. It's magic if you can get there. So we've been drinking and like our inhibitions were kind of gone at that time. So I said, okay, I think since your roommate's gone, we should have sex in the laundry room. Now, here's why. In order to get to the laundry room in his apartment, we had to go through his roommate's room. So we had never had sex there before. But we were drunk and his roommate was gone for the entire weekend. So we're like, we're going to do it in the laundry room. So we go downstairs and, you know, we start doing stuff. And at one point, my boyfriend realizes that we don't have any condoms. So he's like, oh, I'm going to go upstairs and get some condoms. So he goes to the door of the laundry room and tries to open it. And it does not open. It is locked from the inside. And we are in the laundry room. We don't have any keys. We don't have our cell phones or wallets. And I know the question that you're all asking yourselves right now. Mary, did you guys have any clothes? Not really, is the answer to that. I was not wearing any clothes. Luckily, my boyfriend was wearing boxer briefs. And there was one other door in the laundry room. It went outside. So we were trying to figure out what to do. My boyfriend sobered up real quick. And being the one that was actually wearing some sort of clothes, that was his responsibility. He had to be the one to figure out how to get us out of the situation. So he's like, okay, people always leave their fucking laundry in like the washing machine or the dryer and they don't take it out. Like there's going to be some clothes that we can take. No one left their clothes in the laundry room overnight. And he's like looking around for like garbage bags or like something that we can just put on ourselves so we can like figure it out. There's nothing in the laundry room. So he goes, okay, stay here. I'm going to figure something out. So he goes outside and leaves me in the laundry room, Naked Alone in Laundry Room. It's a new reality series coming to TLC this fall. So while he's outside, what he was doing was he was lightly knocking on the other apartments nearby, and his logic was he wanted to do it lightly because he didn't want to like bang on anyone's window because that would be weird. So he's like knocking lightly, and he's like, "Fuck! Like no one's answering. Like I'm probably just gonna have to like walk to the police station nearby and say like what happened. I have like a drunk girl in my basement. It's gonna be horrible." But then finally, he realizes, he sobers up a bit more, and he realizes, "Oh, earlier in the day, I left the screen. No, I left the window of one of my living room windows open. The window, not the screen. The screen's still down." So he's like, okay, maybe I can, like, break into my apartment. The thing about the apartment that he lives in, though, he's on the first floor, but it's a raised first floor. So it's, like, about, like, maybe, like, 9 feet off the ground or so. Not nine, maybe, like, seven. Anyways, it's higher than normal. Luckily, my boyfriend was the president of his rock climbing club in college. So he goes to the window and just, like, hoists himself up, forearms ablazing, and then punches through the screen window and, like, wiggles himself into his apartment. Keep in mind, at this time, he's just wearing underwear. Like, he's Breaking Bad this shit, you know? So he's like, oh, my God, we figured this out. Like, we're not going to be locked in a laundry room all night or, like, have to explain to the police what happened. So he goes downstairs, and keep in mind, during this whole time that he's been, like, figuring this out, I've been drunk, naked, and locked in a laundry room alone. So he comes down to me, he's, like, all excited, like, I figured this out, he comes down to me going, I don't want to have sex tonight! Is it okay if we don't have sex tonight? I don't want to do this, this is scary! You're gonna hear probably a lot of stories tonight about drinking. People are gonna share their wisdom, lessons they've learned while they've been drunk. It'll probably be things like maybe like drink water, eat something fatty before you go to bed. My advice to you is make sure you have your keys with you when you have sex in the laundry room. Thank you.
Sage life advice from Mary Z. Everyone, please make sure you have your keys. Wherever you're going to have sex, probably have keys. Just in case.